You are listening to Lee Allure. Make sure that you are seated in a comfortable position with your headphones on for the best effects. As always, avoid driving and/or operating heavy machinery while listening to the sound of my voice.
When you hear the click, your brain drops you down deeper into trance, and then the next time you hear the click, you find yourself coming up again. You'll come up as quickly and as far up as you can with a goal of getting to conscious or close to conscious every single time, and finding yourself dropping down more deeply every time you hear it. So just allowing yourself to come up like an express elevator and down like an express elevator every single time. Meanwhile, I'm clicking away, and some of you may have already started to fall deeply into trance and then to come back up. It's good that snaps bring you up instead of down, but you have to limit it to just one thing. It might be programmed in, right? But it doesn't mean that it has to just do one thing. But it's your brain. You do what works for you, and we'll see what happens. So allow yourself to get comfy and take a deep breath in. Close your eyes. And feel what that's like to hear that click. Maybe that click just brings you up really easily and really effortlessly, and that's fine. And maybe the sound of my voice is what drops you down more deeply into trance. I don't know. You know, when I first started out doing hypnosis, I really didn't like snaps at all. So I never used them at all. And then it felt way more normal to begin to use them. And I think I listened to something or somebody that had a snap file or snap in an audio that I was listening to. And my brain got to this point where it felt like the snap was a really nice emphasizer for what had been said. So it felt really good to hear that snap and for my brain to simply attach some importance to it. But everyone's brains are different. Isn't that a fascinating thing about that? So whether you're the kind of person that finds that you can come up or go down with each snap or each click, or whether you're the kind of person for whom a snap is only an up and everything else can take you down more deeply in trance, the goal is still the same: to let you come up and then to allow you to drop down into a deep trance over and over and over again. For your mind to really get to the point where going deeply into trance becomes automatic, and allowing yourself to find ways to fractionate can become automatic too. To allow your brain to learn. To allow your brain to pick up new knowledge and new information. And as your unconscious mind does that, maybe you discover that you are more capable of doing all sorts of things than you expected. I always love the idea that we are limitless. There's a movie and then a show based on that idea of a pill that made us limitless. But I really love the concept. I really love the concept that hypnosis is here to help us become limitless as well. For us to understand that it taps into our unconscious mind, and that really we can discover that it allows us to do almost anything we'd like to do. And because humans are programmable, well, I think they're programmable, not quite like a computer, but trainable certainly, conditionable, yes, that we can find that we can do all sorts of things that in the past we've gone, no, I can't do that, or I don't think so, or no. I mean, if something is a definite hard no for you, I will respect that, and you should respect that too. I'm definitely not trying to push those away. But allow your brain to understand that its capacity to do almost anything is really almost infinite. And I love the idea that our brains are almost infinitely capable of doing almost anything. If we can imagine it, We can make it happen. Now, it doesn't mean that some things don't require work, because they do. No matter how many times I see amazing designs in my head, I don't put them down on paper. My brain imagines a thing, but I am not always the artist that creates a thing. If there was a different way to create a thing, I might be able to do that. But in terms of, say, an image, a design, don't always make it happen. And I'm okay with that. But I like the idea that if I really wanted to do a thing, I could see something in my head, my brain would find a way to allow me to make that happen. To basically take my abilities and to ramp them up or to adjust them so that whatever it was I wanted to do, I could just make happen. And maybe you can find yourself in that state right now where you drop down more deeply into trance and you just feel your unconscious mind giving in to the idea that if there's the thing you wanted to find yourself doing right now, you could make that happen. And what if that thing involves you being in trance and on a conscious level being pretty unaware of it? Or maybe on a conscious level feeling as though you were backseat of a car while somebody else was driving. So your unconscious self could be driving, and you on that conscious level could just be sort of sitting back, watching what was happening. I feel that that's a really interesting experience. I've only experienced that second thing once that I recall, but I've definitely helped people get into that state where they are unaware that they are unaware. They're acting and going on about their day, doing things, having conversations, all while they're deeply in trance. And your brain might just be able to think about how to make that happen. Now, why do I want your brain to think about how to make that happen? Because everyone's brains are different. And I can't really tell your brain specifically how you are going to make a thing happen. I can simply allow you to know that there are things that happen and that your brain is capable of doing them. So your brain can think of the ways in which you might accomplish a thing. I love the way some people's analytical minds make that happen so wonderfully. But in the meantime, can you just drop down deeper into trance right now, feeling better and better? Can you just allow your unconscious self to let everything slide away? For you to give in to the idea that you can go more and more deeply into trance, even while you might find yourself coming up occasionally, that your brain knows that you can drop down deeply or come up out of trance, whichever one works best for you, whether or not those happen as I'm talking about it or not, so that your mind can understand how powerful it is for it to go deeply in trance and to learn to respond more powerfully and more wonderfully every single time, for your unconscious mind to realize that a deep state of trance is something that you can find yourself achieving right now or at some point in the future, whenever it works best for you, so that as long as it's safe and appropriate, your unconscious mind can take you down into trance anytime you'd like, can bring you back up anytime you'd like. You can always set a prescribed amount of time for that as well. You can know that you, if you wanted to go into trance for 10 minutes, and do a thing, or half an hour, and do a thing, your unconscious mind is totally capable of making that happen. And while your brain thinks about the ways in which you can make that happen, I wonder how much more deeply in trance you can go right now. I wonder how much more powerful it becomes for your mind to accept that you, on a conscious level, are probably the only thing that's really limiting you. Because even if your unconscious mind is doing certain things that you wish it wouldn't, your unconscious mind always has the ability to be adjusted and changed. And when your unconscious mind is adjusted and changed, your conscious self, your actions, your thoughts, your beliefs, your behaviors can be adjusted and changed too. So allow yourself to sink down deeper into trance right now while your mind thinks about all the ways that you can find yourself giving in, that you can find yourself letting go, that you can find yourself dropping down more and more deeply and surrendering to the state of trance, the state of trance where your unconscious mind can hear the concept, the idea that you can At any time it's safe and appropriate to do so, drop yourself into trance and to do a thing. Now, why would you want to do this? Sometimes there are things that people really don't want to do on a conscious level. They ought to get done, they should get done, they need to get done, but they're not getting done consciously. Because the conscious self cares about that. And the unconscious self doesn't really care in that same way. It could care that a thing gets done or not, but doesn't have the same sort of feelings about a thing as your conscious self does. Like your conscious self might go, oh, I don't want to do this. But your unconscious mind doesn't care. It's happy to carry out a task. It's happy to do the things. So whether you drop down deeper or whether you find yourself coming back up again right now, let your unconscious mind think about all the ways in which you could accomplish something for yourself. Now, maybe your conscious self says, I'm going to write down how long I want to be in trance for and what I want to get done, and we're just going to go with that. Or maybe your unconscious mind has an idea all on its own and says, you know what, none of the baseboards in the house have been wiped down for a year and a half. I'm going to put ourselves in trance and I'm going to go do that, for example. So allow your brain to get into the idea that your unconscious self can pay attention to the things that you don't really like to do or don't really want to do that could make your quality of life better, even if just a little bit, and that you could find yourself doing at any given point in time. Maybe it's a letter that you need to have written or a phone call you need to make. Now, wouldn't it be interesting for you to put yourself into trance and dial the number with a little notepad in front of you that says you've just called this number? And as soon as the phone rings and somebody said hello, your conscious self was ready to deal with whoever was on the phone or whatever needed to get done. Some people hate talking on the phone so much that that would be ideal to realize that the hard part, the sitting down, the dialing, is already over. And all they have to do then is to talk, to have a conversation with somebody, and to just allow that information to flow out of them and into the other person. But you can drop down deeply into that right now while your unconscious mind feels how delightful it is to let go of everything else and to simply sink deeper. Because by now, you probably have been up and down many times. I don't even know how many, and I didn't ask you to count, so you may not know either. And even, perhaps, if I did ask you to count, you'd get all sorts of different numbers. But there's no asking today. Just go ahead and allow your unconscious mind to take you down more deeply into trance and for your brain to feel how fantastic it is for that state of trance to slide over you and to slide through you. For your mind to feel delighted at the instruction to learn something probably new for you, and for your unconscious mind's ability to pick something new and different up and to make it happen for you without anybody else's assistance. Because I'm probably not going to be there whenever your brain decides to do this, to simply let it happen and to simply let you drop down deeper and deeper. Feel how good that is. Just let go. Just drop over and over and over again. And the more your unconscious mind takes you down deeply, the more you can feel fantastic, the more you can find yourself coming up again right now. The more you can drop down again into deep sleep, right this moment, the more effortless it becomes for your unconscious mind to realize that there are so many different things that you can do out there, but all you have to do is pick one. So find yourself picking one thing that you'd like to find yourself doing in a waking trance. Let your unconscious mind imagine this as vividly as you possibly can. And as you find yourself imagining this as vividly as you possibly can, as you imagine yourself doing it, as you think about the time and place where it's safe and appropriate to do so, perhaps your mind can simply take you down deeper and deeper right now. While you picture that, while you imagine it, while you hear it, feel it, see it. And then, when it's clear in your head how you're going to do that, and the way your conscious self will be, those two I mentioned, either your conscious self not being aware or your conscious self feeling like it's in the backseat of a car that's being driven by somebody else and just along for the ride, are only a couple of options. I'm sure that with the brains here, your brain might come up with something totally different. And however you come up with it is fine. Allow yourself to think about that, to see it, to feel it, hear it as clearly as powerfully as possible, pick the time, at least unconsciously, and then whenever it happens, you can find yourself simply doing that. Now, I like proof that somebody has done a thing. I like taking a picture, maybe of before and after. I like sending myself a little note or an email about what I've done. I think it's important to make sure that if your conscious self truly went away, that you can remember any of what happened whenever you need to, as you need to. Your unconscious mind is totally capable of making that happen. You may not need to remember all the little teeny tiny bits because those are the things, some of them, that your conscious self didn't want to make happen anyway. So realizing that you've done the thing is sometimes enough for your conscious mind to go, wow, that was fantastic, that was great, I got this thing done that I didn't even know that I was going to get done, but here it is done. When you find yourself doing this, start out with something tiny and little that won't take very much time, something that's going to be simple and easy for you to accomplish. And then when you've done that, allow your brain to move on to other things. Allow your unconscious self right now to drop you down deeper and deeper, and then to think about other things that your unconscious mind might want to explore or expand upon with this. And just notice that the next time you can do it a little bit more powerfully, a little bit more strongly, a little bit longer than the time before. Allow yourself to do it as long as it feels good. Drop down deeper and deeper into trance. And when your unconscious mind thinks about what it is that it might like to do, maybe you give yourself a little note or a voice, a sound. Maybe your unconscious mind, when you wake up, says, I've got it, meaning that it's got a thing that it's going to find that you're going to do. But your brain could literally give you a message in almost any kind of way. So whenever your brain gives you the message that it's going to do a thing, that it's got a thing in its head that it's going to have you do, just go ahead and say thank you when you notice that, when you recognize it. Because it's important that your unconscious mind knows that it's appreciated, especially if it's going to do the things that your unconscious self isn't really fond of and doesn't really want to do. Seems like a good idea, doesn't it? I mean, it seems like a good idea to me. I hope it seems like a good idea to you too. So in the meantime, hold on to those thoughts. Feel how good that is to drop down deeply into trance right now. To just find yourself dropping, finding yourself wide awake on the count of 10, but right now going to 0, negative 1, negative 3, negative 5, negative 7. Down deeper and deeper. You just let that go. Your conscious self, your thoughts, just let those go. And then start to come back up now. Negative 6, negative 4, negative 2, 0, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. All the way back up now.
Thank you for listening.